Thank you. The backlash is growing around the world tonight over Donald Trump's plan to ban Muslims from entering the U.S., at least temporarily. The Republican frontrunner has touched off a firestorm with his controversial proposal. NBC's Katie Turr reports.
Donald Trump isn't quieting down on his proposed Muslim ban.
These are people that are outside of the country, so we're really not talking about the Constitution. And it's not about religion. This is about safety.
Forcing President Obama to subtly weigh in today.
Our freedom is bound up with the freedom of others. Regardless of what they look like or where they come from or what their last name is or what faith they practice.
The country remained divided. But according to a one-day instant poll, Bloomberg found nearly two-thirds of likely Republican primary voters agreed with Trump's ban.
Who's cutting off people's heads? Who's bombing buildings? It's the Muslims.
The story of what his supporters trust him to do is the untold story of this cycle. And the reason they don't get as spun up as people in the media do or the Republican establishment does is because they're looking at his character.
Trump's proposal echoing around the globe today. In the UK, Parliament will consider a 300,000-plus signature petition to ban the candidate from entering the country, which has already banned 84 of what they call hate preachers.
Will the government lead by example in considering making Mr. Donald Trump number 85.
And Trump now planning an end-of-the-month trip to Israel to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu, who today rejected Trump's idea. Trump, once an international symbol of real estate, now accused of being an international symbol of hate.